Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio.
Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Thursday. Hope you're having a blast in H-Town or wherever you're listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. You can always get involved with the program. There's always the YouTube and the Twitch, both available to you. In fact, the YouTube Pal Pals is letting us know it's not a Spotta's fault. Players lost this game, and absolutely they did lose this game, but you know, the idea of the difference maker necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't know that a Spotta showed up in a big way there, but look, we can break that down at various points, or we can just let it go in some way.
Oh, we will. We absolutely will. He was good. Good isn't always going to get it done.
No.
You know?
No. I let you know, starting out with, like, the biggest thing for me was, hey, man, your bat's got a bat. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to get runs in that way.
They're called hitters.
Yes.
they're called hitters.
Breaking news.
That is true. So, yeah. Hit the baseball, gentlemen. Well, I guess next season at this point. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 coming up next. Or not coming up next. I done went to the wrong spot. Let's talk about this now, however. Cal McNair with the Texans. And this was earlier this week, right? Like, this was
a community event. I believe yesterday.
Tuesday, or was it yesterday?
Tuesday.
I mean, Tuesday is typically when they make sure to have some community events as well. You know, because the Texans do a good job of, you know, representing this city and this area and taking care of the community. But at the community event, Cal McNair said that he expects this Texans team to get better, which, of course, a general optimistic take that you expect from the owner of the team. However, I don't doubt that he is sincere in that way. And with that being the case, like, if that's the stance that we're talking about, like, where and what portion of this team is the most likely place to get better? 713-572-4610.
Yeah, it hit me because, like, if you were to bet, and I know you're not a big gambler, but if you had to bet.
Not a gambler at all.
Okay. Nothing, really?
No. First of all, who got all that money to be to gamble? At least
nobody
I have not personally.
Nobody has money to gamble.
In
you
fact,
just
like,
do.
I think we've seen that apparently there's been some economic studies that saving has gone down significantly in the advent of legalized gambling. So, yeah, apparently you're right.
Literally no one has enough money to gamble. Like that. It's like that old line. You know how to make $1 million gambling? Start with $10 million. But it's fun. But if I were to bet on, and all these things that you hear us talking about.
Yeah, if I would bet with your money, sure.
Yeah, if you bet with my money on, okay, what is it? What is it? Like, you had to bet, what part of this team is absolutely positively going to get better? Because offensive line, to me, I can't bet on that.
No. And I think the tough thing with the offensive line is the question that I've constantly asked is, Even if/when it gets better, how much better?
Yeah,
is possible, because that I think is going to help determine the aptitude of this team. But yeah, I'm with you there. I don't know that you can absolutely put money on the line and expect to get money back in a good way.
Like, where's the best value?
Yeah,
as better say,
I would probably say the edge rushers. I think they're gonna eventually pick up, man. Danielle Hunter is a dog. I think them two, him and Will Anderson, I think that's eventually gonna
pick
up.
Well, I jotted a couple of
them. I would bet my money on that.
That's a good answer.
So that's a very good answer, and it might be mine, but let me share with the listeners and everybody on YouTube and Twitch and you guys. I just jotted, tell me if I'm missing anything. Offensive line, would you bet on that? Wide receivers, you know, which obviously you would like to see Tank more.
Yeah, maybe I think, more Stephon. I mean, To me, what does betting on the wide receivers is?
Because, like, they're going to be what we thought they were.
Because Nico is good right now.
Yeah, Nico is great right now.
So I don't know.
Stephon Diggs has still been pretty good within the course of all of this as well. I think the real question is, like, are you betting on is, can you have, or can you get closer to what some people's expectations were?
Exactly.
Of, like, 3,000-yard wide receivers or whatever, is this maybe more of the dynamic to be expecting, where you have kind of two guys really feeding and then maybe something else between the tight ends and the running backs and maybe your third wide receiver picking up the rest.
So we thought the offensive line was going to be much improved. We thought the wide receiver was going to be next level, as you just mentioned. We thought the edge rushers, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, might have 25 sacks between them. We thought the DBs. Well, we might have had some questions on that, but we thought Lassiter and Stingley might be like next level, and who knows about the safeties. Am I missing anything that we thought that has not reached its expected, you know?
Advancement in the running game.
Thank you. I'll put that down. So what would you bet on? Because I'm kind of leaning toward what Figgy said, the edge rushers.
Yeah, and that's really the, I don't want to say the easy answer, but I feel like it's easily supported in that answer, because obviously we know the talent that Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. bring. Now, Danielle Hunter, it's actually been interesting because it feels like it also helps to make this bet, because even though there's been pressures, it still feels like when you're watching him that he is not living up to what the picture of Danielle Hunter is. Mm-hmm. And so I think that there's still space there for sure. But then also, Danico Autry ain't playing on his team yet, right? Like, you've got a couple more weeks till he returns, and that is a advancement, and that is a, you know, step up from what you already have, which has been solid, but it gets better when you add that additional level of pressure in there as well. So I think that, yeah, the pass rush, having more opportunities to get to the quarterback, I think that that is definitely an easy place to point to.
I think I'm going to, as much as I like Figgy's answer, I think I'm going to go with wide receivers. Okay. I think they're going to have a concerted effort this week, starting this week, to cut Tank Dell loose a little bit. Yeah, to because I think he needs his touches, and he's back, or should be, and he's been sort of like kind of lost in the muck a little bit, you know?
Yeah, there's definitely been some figuring out, some finding when it comes to this offense and having to utilize all these players, right? Like, I know that we all wanted to kind of think it would just be plug and play, but it is going to take a little doing to make sure that you get the football to everybody. And I understand that they've always understood that. They were like, hey, if you were open, you'll get the football. There's been some added complications with, you know, protection and this, penalties and those types of things making it tougher. But yeah, I do think that they will have a concerted effort to get him the football, especially because D'Amico Ryans, when talking about Tank Dell, you know, he made sure to illustrate again that they think Tank is great. Yeah. And I was starting to wonder, not necessarily if they thought Tank was good. That one, that's evident. But how they viewed him, because the way that he's been utilized early, he almost feels more like a depth wide receiver than a focal
point
wide out.
Yeah, he really does. And I feel like the other part of this equation, and it's a big part, kind of like last year, they started out the season trying to be a running team. And then Slowick said, screw it. Let's just give the ball to C.J. Stroud and throw the ball first to set up the run. I think the exact same thing is happening. They've tried. They had a lot of success in week one. I don't think they have the depth for the running game, you know, because Mixon's going to get nicked here and there. He already is. To consistently rely on whether it's Cam Akers or Damian Pierce or whoever. I think they're kind of transitioning just like last year. Screw it. So the other part of the equation is C.J. Stroud is going to be throwing the ball more, hopefully early on early downs. Tank Dell, they're going to make that effort to get him more involved. And I feel like Stephon Diggs in this, quote, revenge game might really start to blossom even more than he has already. And by the way, Nico ain't going nowhere. So I think the receivers are going to reach what we thought they would be.
All right, so we feel great about wide receivers, about edge, that level of progression. With the 3 minute remaining spaces that we've kind of identified here, being the offensive line, then also defensive backs, right? That portion of the defense, and then also the running game. Which of those do you feel the best about improving?
Probably the running game, even though I just said what I said.
Okay.
But only because I think Mixon, if he stays healthy enough, you know, you don't need Cam Akers to have 10 carries.
You'll get more individual brilliance is what you're now betting on.
You don't need Damian Pierce to have 10 carries. But I think they can complement him enough as a combo. I think Dare, you know, has proved that he's going to get some touches in not just as a blocker, you know. So I think the run game has potential there. Oh, I hate that word. I hate that word so much. So let me do the Sean Pendergast power ranking thing. One.
He has proprietary ownership.
Yeah, you have to give him credit.
On his station.
Yeah. Okay. Right. You got to give him credit.
Let me take notes.
He's got lawyers listening.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the lawyers
don't take
calling
no Pender notes now.
No.
Just take some regular notes. Yeah.
Okay. See, now you're going to get a call.
So I can't go to...
You can't even say that word.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, so it's the Sean Pendergast power rankings.
Power rankings.
But I can't take the...
You can't take
all right. I'm learning.
Notes.
He's got at least two lawyers listening to every other show all the time. But if I were,
Tacarías around us.
If I were, I don't know if he's probably going to copyright that too. But anyway, if I had to power rank where I think they're going to reach what we thought they would be, One would be wide receivers. Two would be edge rushers. Three would be running game. Four would be DBs, and that kind of narrows down what five is.
That's interesting. I think I might go DBs ahead of that.
Offensive line.
Yeah, me too.
There's also the, and Wesley mentioned this on the YouTube, the compounding effect of, like, there is a marriage between front and back defensively, so if the offensive front is doing better at getting to the getting to the quarterback, that helps the defensive backs. There's another portion of this that we did not bring up that I think was mentioned, I think, on YouTube. The idea of special teams also has a need.
They haven't been great. They haven't been awful, but they haven't been great. Had a punt blocked.
Sims had a bad game.
They've had a return, two returns. One was called back that were to midfield, right?
Although Kaimi's been has done a good job kicking one long field goal miss, but that's I mean, that's the nature of kicking long field goals. Yeah, I do think that the return game in particular can get better, and that the execution will get tighter. So yeah, that also has a place for some growth. But yeah, okay, it's interesting to see where we have that confidence on the level of improvement with this team, and I guess everything all the way around needs to improve when it comes to discipline and cleaning things up, and that's something that. It has been expressed time and time and time again by the head coach, Mecca Rhines, in more and more growingly aggressive terms, it feels like, on how much is necessary to get these things right. So I guess with Cal McNair giving almost assurance that this Texans team will get better, it'll be fun to see them develop in that way, because they do. They need to get better to get to the places that they want to be. All right, you're in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for a big birthday celebrations. CJ Stroud turns 23 whole years of age today, and in honor of that, our question of the day: what is your ideal way to spend your birthday? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports